Yeah, that's the game plan every week. Turn out first downs, get some points in the first half, get off the field on third down on defense, stop the run. It's a good formula, and it's worked for us so far. You know, it's what this team's built upon.
Now that you've seen Adrian Peterson up close, what's your impression?
He's as advertised. He's a good back. You know, I think we had a good game plan. We executed it well. You know, we knew that we couldn't let him get going. You know, he broke a couple runs early. But, you know, we just stuck with what the game plan, made a couple adjustments, and, you know, really made it one-dimensional in the second half.
Talk about all the turnovers you guys got today. It looked like it was contagious out there. It wasn't one guy, it was another, and it just kind of fed off of itself.
Yeah, you know, we try to be a fast, aggressive defense, try to get everybody to the ball, try to get some big hits. And that's, you know, we forced some fumbles. You know, that's what this defense is built upon, you know, making big plays when we have to. And really, like you said, turnovers are contagious. We stepped up, got the ball back when we needed to, and you know, that was one of the keys to the win today.
Well, how some of those plays, you had Jacob Forbes in the game, William Hayes, Jason Jones. Talk about those guys, how they came along so fast.
Our young guys are really playing well, but it's not a surprise to us. They had a good training camp. We had a good summer. You know, they're going to be good players, and they're really stepping in. And, you know, there's no letdown when the starters are out of the game. You know, I'm really happy with the rotation we have. You know, that's part of the key to our success is being able to get pressure on the quarterback for four quarters. And, you know, that's dependent upon being able to roll guys in and out, especially in the first half.
What was the mindset of the defense late when the Vikings got, you know, within striking distance there? You guys knew you had to make a stop. What were you guys thinking?
It's been our mindset this whole season. I mean, we step up when we have to. I mean, we had some lapses again today. We didn't play a great game, but this defense is, you know, when we have to step up and make a play, we have to step up and make a stop. Somebody does it, and you know, that's what we're capable of. We've got a lot of playmakers on this defense, and we keep making those plays.
I know you weren't happy to see the flag, but were you surprised to see one there?
I was surprised at the flag. I asked for an explanation, and was told it was a low hit. I didn't think I hit him low, but that's the way he saw it. And you know, I don't want to. Unfortunately, it could have cost us. Could have cost us the game. It was a big penalty. We had to stop there. You know, I just, if I hit him low, I need to use better judgment. But, you know, I felt like it was a clean play. You know, unfortunately, in the heat of the moment, I lost my composure a little bit and didn't like the explanation. But, you know, they see what they see, and, you know, I just got to keep playing the way I play.
What do you think you guys
I think we proved we're a good team. You know, I don't think a lot of people expected much from us. You know, we keep doing the right things. We have, like I said earlier, we have a good formula, the way we believe we can win games. And so far through four games, that's how we won our games, is with that formula.
Farad showed some toughness. You guys put some hits on
him. Yeah. He, you know, they're going to win some games with Farad at quarterback. This is what we do, is we try to get pressure on him, try to get some hits, try to rattle the opposing quarterbacks, and, you know, he hung in there. But, you know, I think early in the game, the way the game was going, they were real protection conscious. They weren't going to let him take a lot of hits. And, you know, as our offense got us a lead, we had more chances to rush a quarterback.
Kyle, do you think that's a cumulative effect? You guys didn't get sacks early, but got to him and you're making him rush and things like that.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. I mean, it's especially in the first half, it's not all about sacks. It's all about getting the quarterback off the spot, getting guys in his face, you know, not letting him be comfortable in the pocket and find the open receivers. You know, we just, that's what we do. We try to apply as much pressure as we possibly can in the first half, and, you know, we feel like it's going to help us in the second half.
Is it easier to play your aggressive style on defense when you have the lead most of the time?
Yeah, there's no question. When we get a lead, when our offense gets us, especially a couple of touchdowns lead, we can pin our ears back. You know, offenses can't afford to, just run the ball and pick up, 3-4 yards of carry in the second half. They got to score quickly, and that's what we're built for. We're built for rushing the quarterback, getting pressure on the quarterback. So when we turn the game one-dimensional, that's when we can really attack.
How nice is it to see the offense turning those turnovers into sevens instead of threes?
That's been big. We need to capitalize on turnovers. Our offense did a great job of that today. It's such, especially with our home crowd and the fans, it was such a momentum swing. When we get a turnover, we get points off of it. It can be difficult for teams to overcome.
When Craig punt back them up to the two, as a defensive lineman, is that kind of like a all-you-can-eat buffet for here?
Yeah, when the ball's on the one or two, we're thinking safety. We're just attacking as hard as we can and, just trying to get back there. And I think we hit the quarterback three straight plays on that series. So, that was a good field position play for us.
Can you talk about how, in that key stretch, how all three phases really got it done? The punting, kickoff return, the pick, and then obviously cashing out and turnover, and how that really iced the game, dude.
Yeah, down the stretch, this was a team win. It came from all phases. Everybody responded. Everybody had a part in this win, and that's been big. You can't just dominate one phase of the game and expect to win every week. And this week, everybody, offense, defense, and special teams, stepped up when they had to and made the plays we had to make.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep.
Gus Frat just said that you hit him below the belt. I think you did it on purpose. He almost said it made it sound like you got a history of it. Was that a cheap shot by you?
No. You know what, I knock quarterbacks down 100 times a year. I know how to hit the quarterback. I hit him. You got a small window where you can hit the quarterback. I did not hit him below the knees. I hit him in the thigh, and that's where, the rule book tells me to hit the quarterback. Not a dirty player, but, if that's his opinion, I guess he's entitled to it.